You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ben Abraham Honid et Yitzhak. So now here, we see the beginning of the parasha informs us that Yitzhak was the son of Abraham, and Abraham gave birth to Yitzhak. So obviously the question is, why is redundant? Why can't we keep repeating? So one reason here is that there was a rumor, jokers, they were saying that Chasu Shalom Sarah Yimeno became pregnant by Abimelech because they stopped at a place named Gerar, and she was taken to the palace. Abimelech was the king. So now here, people start talking. So what did Hashem do? Hashem made plastic surgery. So Yitzhak Avinu became exactly copy of his father, like a twin. So now here, the point of the matter here is, how old was Sarah Imenu when she gave birth? 90. So now, for a lady at the age of 90 to give birth, is that a normal, simple thing? No? So now, so at the age of 90, a lady would give birth. How would you look at it? What is it? It's a miracle. So now, here, when the people start talking that Sarah Imenu became Chas V'Shalom pregnant by Avimelech. So now, how about the other part that a lady gave birth at age of 90? So which one you look at? That she became pregnant by Chas V'Shalom somebody else? Or she gave birth at age of 90? Which one? Which is more important to you? But here we see people, what were you saying? They were saying that she became pregnant by Abimelech. But how about when she gave birth at the age of 90? That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Why? Because as long as you like to joke around, you don't look at the part that is a miracle. And not only that, how would they, you know, look at Avraham Avinu? Who's Avraham Avinu? They know about Avraham Avinu? They know his background? How he was saved when he was thrown in the furnace, when he went to Mitzrayim, he went to war with four great king. That doesn't matter. How can you say Lashon Hara about such a person? How? Can you say Lashon Hara about somebody great, giant, that everybody knew that what a miracle took place? How could you say such a thing? But again, that doesn't matter. A lady gives birth at age of 90, doesn't count. Someone that went through so many miracles and he was so well known, but that also doesn't matter. Why? Because when you look at matters that in a joking attitude, so now those things doesn't come about. So now here, people were saying that mi Avimelech nit'abera Sarah. From Avimelech, she became pregnant. But actually, the depth of matter was, Gemara brings that when she was taken to palace of Avimelech, so what happened to the Avimelech and his family? What happened to them? They are, you know, they were not able to give birth. They went through such a, you know, not a comfortable circumstances. So now here, Gemara explains that Sarah Imenu prayed for Abimelech, and the Gemara brings, anything that you need, and you pray for somebody else, that he needs the same thing, who should be answered? Who? You, that you prayed for him. So now when they said, Me'avimelech, Sa'itaberan Sarah, they meant actually, that Chas V'Shalom, that she became pregnant from Abimelech. What did they mean?
She prayed for him because of
Abimelech, that she prayed for him. So now Sarah Imenu became pregnant. So that means here we have a very assurance, a great assurance that anything that you need in life, no matter what it is, health, income, shalom bayit. Anybody needs shalom bayit? No? Yeah, always good to have more. Yeah. But if you pray for somebody else that he needs the same thing, so then
you get
it. Who's going to be answered first?
You.
But why? Why is there such a formula? Rabbeinu Baruch Shem Kadosh explains, let's say you have a field, you have a sadeh. So now there is a source of water, there's a well. And then you have a neighbor, right? So now you have two ways to bring water to your field. One is you just bring a hose and then bring it straight to your field. So now let's say you draw a path and then you lead the water from your path, from your field, to go to the other field. So which one will be benefited first? You understand what happened? You're drawing the water through your field to somebody else's. So now, as you're passing the water through your field to take it to the other side, which one will be benefited first? Yours. So that's what Hashem HaKadosh explains. When you pray for somebody else, that means you care for him so much, you rather he will have it rather than you. So from Shemayim, they say, wow, look at this. He cares about another Yehudi that he rathers, that he will have it and not him. So Ibn Shalom said, you know what? I'm going to give it to you first because you care about another Yehudi even more than yourself. Try it. It works. It really works. If you really pray for another Yehudi that whatever he needs that he should get first, then you'll be answered first.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.